This is another original OFM podcast.
I was blessed with wonderful parents. I am still blessed with wonderful parents. I've had their 53rd year of marriage together. My siblings were very academically gifted. They were all rocket scientists, and I cheekily say that I was all rocket and no science. my successes came outside of the academic classroom. And I could still today remember bringing home my report card to my parents, sometimes more regretfully than others. But they judged me on the perceived effort I'd put into the set of exams rather than on my marks. I couldn't compare with my brother and sister's high 80s and low 90s. They would criticize me if it was their perception that I had not tackled the exams adequately. But when they saw that I'd really put in effort and that I was disappointed with the marks, they recognized that effort and not that excellence. And that's terribly, terribly important. You're right, parents are incredibly competitive. You've just got to look at the Comrades Marathon. You will see a man coming in about 11,000th position and punching the air and doing a little dance with the same excitement that the winner does. And that's such a powerful message for both teenagers and parents. The fact that he came 11,000 is totally irrelevant. He achieved what he set out to achieve, which was to complete the Comrades Marathon. And he will go to bed tonight with an enormous, enormous, deep-seated sense of personal satisfaction and achievement. If he looks at the fact that he was 11,000th, then he is making the mistake of looking to achieve excellence rather than to go out and just achieve what you've set out to do. It's put another way as well, Yolanda. The difference between achievement and success. Achievement is when you achieve something you set out to do. Success is when the rest of the world notices it. That's the only difference. We need to be locked into our personal best evers, our PBEs, and leave the accolades, if they come well and good. But if they can't, judge yourself against your own level of effort and your own performance. Goodness, I feel strongly about this point.
I absolutely agree with you. And something that came to mind while you were speaking about success is also the fact that not only are parents competitive, but when you've got more than three siblings going to the same school, you very often find that, oh, well, Susan was really good at singing, so you need to be as well. Or James is really excellent on the rugby field.
Yeah.
Does this also fall in that category?
The worst thing I ever hear parents saying, and occasionally educators saying, is, why can't you be more like your sister or your brother? That is such a negative, harmful thing to say. God has created each of us unique. We have a unique pattern to our lives. We are unique, shining rough diamonds. And we must all be allowed to excel within the sphere of our own abilities and our own pace. We must be judged as individuals and not by the rest of the family.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.